Plantronics Audio 350 Headset for July 31st, 2007. Hi, this is Rick, and today we're going to demonstrate the Plantronics Audio 350 Headset. This is the same headset that I've been using for the last few recordings that I've done here on the Blind Geek Zone. The last, I believe, two Blind Geek Zone podcasts, the call burner demonstration, the Action Tech Skype call center, and the Nero 7.9 Ultra Edition installation tutorial. These were all done with the Plantronics Audio 350. I didn't have any information on this headset until now, and now since I have the model number and everything, I felt that I would give everybody a demonstration of it and describe the unit itself. Obviously, the demonstration is here with my voice, and I've had a lot of great comments that said the podcasts and tutorials are sounding a lot better now. So, let me describe the Audio 350 here in some detail for you. The hookup for the Audio 350 is through standard 1/8 inch plugs that plug into your sound card. There's one for the microphone, and there's one for the headphones themselves. It comes with I'd say it's at least a 6 or 8 foot long cord. Near the top of the cord, there's a little module that has a volume control knob in it that you can turn up and down. And then on the other side of the control, there is a mute on-off switch for the microphone. And on the back of the module, there's your clip, so you can clip it onto you. The headset itself is a full-size headset. It has the over-the-ear speakers, you know, for your ears. It's a full set. It's not like the little headphone pads that you have nowadays that just go against your ears. This actually, you know, wraps completely around. It has a leather padding and completely encloses your ears, covers your ears. And the top is a band that goes completely across your head. It has an adjustment on each side that you can pull it up and down to adjust for your head size. It's a large, full-size set of headphones, as I've said. And so, you know, if you have a large head, you know, your large body, you know, some people have trouble finding headphones that fit well. You won't be disappointed here. These headphones are very adjustable and will fit anybody comfortably. Okay, on the left-hand side of the headset, there's a microphone, a boom microphone that swings up and down. So when you're not using it, you can swing it completely up and it's out of the way. You then can swing it down into position and it comes out several inches and then has a flexible boom that you can bend to suit you. And then out at the end of the boom, you have a microphone, which is fully padded. The microphone itself employs noise canceling. And as a lot of you have probably already heard that follow my podcasts and tutorials, some of my recordings tend to be a bit hissy, a bit noisy in the background because they're picking up fan noise and other background noise from the room. The one thing you'll notice with these with this headset and microphone is that the microphone is very quiet and there is very little background noise associated with it. The information that I looked up on the unit says the speakers are 40 millimeters and they claim to have extended bass capabilities, and I will attest to that. The headset has a very good bass response, and it also has very good response across the frequency range. I have a frequency sweep file that I can play back to judge how, you know, speakers and things sound with a frequency spectrum, you know, sweeped clear across from 20 hertz to 20 kHz. And these headphones sound very good through the whole range. There are a couple of little drop-offs up in the high range where I hear the sound dip a bit. But that's, you know, you only really are going to hear it on something like a frequency sweep. But I think they sound excellent. And they're available online. They're available also at Best Buy this current week. They're on sale from $33.99 down to $24.99. And online, I've seen them for anywhere from the $33.99 down to about $17 or $18. So there are a lot of places that you could purchase them. And I've been very, very pleased with them, and I intend on continuing to record all my podcasts and tutorials with them because I really like the output from them. And I thought everybody would too, so I thought I would take a few minutes just to describe the headset for you. I've seen a couple of ratings online as well. The one I've seen from CNET gave the headset an 8 out of 10. So that's very good. And that will wrap this up. I just wanted to give everybody some information on this headset as I've had some requests and I didn't have the information until just now. So thank you for listening and I'll talk to you again next time. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.